Whenever you hear about oil, the word OPEC isn't far behind. OPEC stands for the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. It's a group of 12 nations that have a lot of clout in the energy market because they produce about one-third of the world's total oil and export it around the globe. That's about 30 million barrels of oil every single day. It was formed in 1960, the goal to coordinate oil production to ensure that members are pumping enough supply to meet demand. If all 12 countries play by the rules, it can help to regulate and stabilize global oil prices. But there are also plenty of major oil-producing nations that are not part of the OPEC club, including the United States, Canada, Mexico and Russia. And they don't attend OPEC meetings, and as such, they're not bound by the cartel's decisions. And as these nations have increased their production over the past few years, OPEC's influence in the market has plunged. There's now an excess of oil supply, which has pushed down prices significantly. The price drop has caused political problems in some OPEC countries that rely on oil sales heavily to fund their governments.
OPEC does not want to lose that influence. That's partly why it continues producing oil at a record rate, even as global oil prices stay very low. Yesterday, there was a meeting between OPEC member Saudi Arabia and non-member Russia. They were looking at ways to work together to help reduce the world's oversupply of crude oil and raise the price of it. The agreement they reached was to freeze their oil production levels where they are, not increase them, not decrease them. And because that's not expected to have much impact on the world's oil supply, international prices dropped again yesterday.